Last week, a controversial pipeline and liquefied natural gas export proposal in Southwest Oregon abruptly pulled out of a key state permit process. That left many wondering what Pembina, the Canadian company behind the Jordan Cove Energy Project, has in mind. Jordan Cove officials would say only that they were looking forward to getting approval next month from federal authorities. Susan Jane Brown is an attorney with the Western Environmental Law Center in Eugene, a nonprofit that's long opposed the Jordan Cove project. JPR's Liam Moriarty asked her what she makes of the latest developments.
Well, let me start right off by asking, given recent developments, is it a reasonable question to ask whether Pembina is looking to use a federal preemption strategy to try to get approval for this project?
Well, I think that that is certainly a plausible explanation. If I were them, that would be something that I would be taking a hard look at as well.
So what might some likely legal strategies be?
The law is fairly clear that the federal government can preempt states on many issues involving the authorization and construction of a facility like Jordan Cove. However, the law is also clear that there are some areas where the state maintains preeminency over those sorts of determinations. And one of those areas is the Clean Water Act. And the Clean Water Act has a number of components to it, but one of them is that if you are going to dredge or fill a waterway, that you have to get state authorization to do that. And so the state of Oregon, in this case, does still have authority and jurisdiction over those types of questions. I think that one of the things that the applicant may be trying to do here is one of two things. One, hoping that if FERC issues the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, that that will signal to the state that the state should just give up and allow FERC's authorization to carry the day. The other could be that by withdrawing the application and asking FERC to issue a decision first, that if the applicant were to go back to the state, because it is abundantly clear that FERC will condition a grant of the certificate based on obtaining all of the other necessary authorizations that the applicant needs, which does include certification from the state of Oregon for dredge and fill authority. But in that, going back to the state, that the new Waters of the United States rule, which has just been promulgated by the administration, may change the outcome at the state level.
Are there other legal approaches that an applicant in this situation might take?
A third option is that there has been some recent case law that calls into question whether or not the state really can, in fact, preempt federal law around Clean Water Act issues. What that case law has said is that when an applicant submits an application, the clock starts ticking, and the state has a year to either grant or deny that application. We've been working on this most recent round with the state for 2 or 3 years now.
Well, as you know, the state has given Pembina 4 deadline extensions on this particular permit already. Each time the company asked for more time to gather the additional information that the state said it needed to make a decision. And so those delays were at the applicant's request.
But that situation where the state has granted an extension has been called into question recently in some case law. And so my guess is that Pembina is hedging its bet and has decided to withdraw because it's pretty clear based on the communications from the state that the state has lots of concerns about this application and this project and whether or not it can, in fact, be safely and legally built here in Oregon. And so the applicant may just be trying to hedge their bet. And they're going to try all of these things. They're going to ask FERC to override state authority. They may, in fact, sue the state of Oregon for failure to grant those permits within the requisite time period. And it may be hoping that at the end of the day, new rulemaking will actually dictate how hard it is to get state authorization.
Well, Ms. Brown, thank you for talking with us today.
Of course, anytime.
I've been speaking with Susan Jane Brown, an attorney and public lands director for the Western Environmental Law Center in Eugene. I'm Liam Moriarty.